Thank you for choosing Your Extra Tech Podcast. Be sure to check out the links and sponsors in the description.
Hey guys, hello and welcome to Your Extra Tech Podcast. I'm live on Instagram right now. So my name is Jason. I'm an X-ray tech and I talk all things radiology. And today I want to talk about the radiography exam. So hello and welcome everybody who's joining me today. So I'll talk a little bit about the radiography exam, you know, basically what to expect. And then I'll try to answer some of these questions here on Instagram Live. So the radiography exam, okay, this is something you have to pass in order to become a licensed technologist. So this is definitely an exam you don't want to underestimate. This exam can be challenging, but you could definitely prepare for this exam. That way it's not as challenging and that you could come out successful. So I always suggest to put in the work so that way you could take this exam the very first time and pass it the very first attempt, and that way you get to move forward with your career in radiology, which in radiology I always say there's a lot of opportunities and it's a great career to pursue. So what to expect for the radiography exam? Okay, there's going to be over 200 questions, and a lot of those questions are going to be what's considered a core material. So under the core material, you're going to ask, or you're going to get asked questions about radiation safety, patient care, and image production. So there's a lot of things that go under those categories. So for example, KBP, mask, are things that they could ask you about, and so much more. So tips to be successful is you want to study, right? And you definitely want to study up until your scheduled exam date. So you're going to take this exam at a testing facility. And so for that, you have to go and schedule a date, a time. And you have to do fingerprints. You know, when you get there, they're going to ask you for some identification. And it's a whole process. You want to go in there prepared for the exam because this testing facility is high security. When you show up there and you sit down for your exam, there's going to be a camera in front of you, some walls on the side of you, and probably somebody sitting behind you. So there's no way to cheat on this exam. So you could always get more information with the testing facility. They'll walk you through the steps and what's allowed and what's not allowed. But besides the core part in the exam, they're also going to ask you questions about, you know, positioning, anatomy, landmarks. So you want to go in there reviewing basically everything you've covered in your radiology program. Now, there are some things that you don't have to worry about. If you're not too sure, I do have a few tools on my website, yourxraytech.com, to help you prepare for what you need to prepare for, specifically for that exam. But yeah, definitely don't underestimate it. Don't go in there thinking, let's see how this goes. Some of the challenges with this exam is the style of questioning. So you could go in there kind of knowing the information, but they could try to trick you with the way they ask the question and in the answer choices. So definitely spend some time reading the question carefully and going over the answer choices. Because what could happen sometimes is you'll run into two answer choices that are possible answers, but one could be a little bit better. So making that one the correct answer choice. So you kind of don't want to get stuck on those kind of situations. You don't want to get thrown off by a difficult question, and then that's going to affect you for the rest of the exam. So what you could also do, and another tip I like to give is if you run into a question that's giving you some problems, go ahead and flag it and move on to the next question. Now, this exam is timed, so, you know, you don't want to take too much time on questions either. So kind of go accordingly, right? if at the end of the exam you end up flagging 10 questions, but you still have 30 minutes on the exam, well, you know, leave those questions to worry about at the end. And you never know. Sometimes you'll bump into another question or another topic that's similar that helps you, you know, solidify the answer. Oh, that's what I was thinking, and now this other question confirmed what I thought would be the correct answer. So, you know, there are some tactics into coming out successful on this exam. I was very fortunate to take it the first time and pass it the first time. But I can tell you right now, I definitely put in the work. I didn't underestimate this exam. I took it very seriously, and it was very much worth it. So it could be a little stressful. That's normal. There could be a little bit of anxiety building up to the exam, but that's normal. But you could alleviate that by just studying, preparing, staying focused. You know, it does take some time, and it is a little bit of a sacrifice, but in my opinion, it's definitely worth it. So any questions or concerns that you do have about the exam, by all means, let me know and I'll try to address them. So we got a lot of people here on Instagram. Thanks for joining. Welcome. Some familiar faces on here and some new ones. Anthony, good luck on your exam. I know some of you are getting ready for your exams. So stay focused. Stay focused. What state you in, bro? Texas. I'm in the state of Texas. I also help people prepare for the exam. I do offer tutoring. We could book live sessions on my website, yourxraytech.com. If you do need it, like a one-to-one session, then just go ahead and book one. I got some available days and times on there. It's not a problem. Let me know what areas you're most concerned about, and we could address those areas, whether it be the physics, whether it be the positioning, the anatomy. I have some tools that I've created to help you. So what study tips do you use for your success? Okay, basically, I break down my strengths and my weaknesses. You know, if I feel strong on a topic, I'm not going to neglect it, but I'm going to focus on the areas that I'm not as strong at. And so for everybody, it's different. For some, it's the math portion. For some, it's the physics. So if you don't feel strong in an area, don't avoid it. Like, actually attack it. Try to get stronger on those areas. Another thing to keep in mind about these exams is everybody gets a different set of questions. So you could speak to somebody about their exam, or somebody could tell you, oh, this is what I saw in mine, but that doesn't mean that's what you're going to see in your exam. They do change these questions and the exams every few years to keep up to date with the field. So you want to make sure that you're prepared for your version of the exam and that you come out successful. And you need at least a 75 to pass this exam. Anything below a 75 is not passing. And according to the ART, you might just have 3 attempts at this. But yeah, also I'm going to try to do some more of these lives. So if you do have some tips on some topics or some questions, you could always, you know, send me some DMs and I'll try to address them as best as possible. But don't ever feel like you're alone, like this is not possible. I've run into some people who take it and don't pass it. You know, it's not over. Don't give up. You know, just go back, study, come back stronger, and don't expect the same exam. Like, focus on the areas that you're struggling with. But don't think, oh, the second time is going to be easy because I've already taken it. Like, you still, you know, it still might be challenging going in the second time. And then, you know, if you're still not getting it, definitely switch it up. You know, you got to change it up before you go and sit for a third attempt. So a second and third attempt could definitely be avoided. Again, don't underestimate this exam. It's definitely worth it, putting in the work, the time, passing it, because then you'll be a licensed technologist and you could move on with your career, whether it be in x-ray or if you want to move into other modalities. You know, being a licensed technologist will allow for
Some of the coolest radiology shirts, underscrubs, notebooks, and stickers are available at my website, yourxraytech.com. Check it out.